What up, chicken heads? Episode number 33 of this here podcast, Audio Boo. And I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, here telling you about my views on shit that really doesn't fucking matter. If you've heard this before, I know you have. So I'm not even gonna... I'm done with the formalities. That's the formalities right there. If you've listened to my old podcast, Twinkie Beyond, which is not TwinkieBeyond.com anymore, if you haven't gone there in a while, it's now Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Uh-huh. Yep. Can't say that enough. You would know that while I do like playing video games, I actually like having video games more than I like playing them. I like being more of a historian and a collector and just all-around knower. That's not a word. Of video games rather than actually playing video games, though I do enjoy it. I just don't really feel like doing it most of the time. But even though I do consider myself a gamer, and I don't really like that term, I really, for the most part, hate talking video games with other gamers because all gamers think they fucking know everything. Now, you know, present company not excluded. Gamers are assholes. We like to think that we're right, period. Our opinions can't be swayed, and we know more than the next gamer. We all think we know more than every other gamer, and that's because, you know, either A, I'm older, or I've played games longer than you, or I played the series longer than you, or, oh, you don't own a PS3, or you don't own an Xbox 360. You don't need to play a game, be playing video games longer, or play a series longer, or own a system longer than somebody else to know facts, sales figures, etc. You don't. I'm actually more interested in sales figures and review scores, and what led up to the review scores over most mechanics of games. That's just how I am. But, so, I hate talking to gamers about games because a lot of them don't like to think logically. A lot of them like to fucking pick sides, Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo, and that's it. That's the end-all, be-all, you know. Oh, you like Xbox? Well, you don't know how to play video games. I love Sony. I'm gonna suck some fucking PlayStation 3 dick. Cause they're stupid. And here's the thing, Sony fanboys are the worst, in my experience. And that's not a fact. I'm not stating that to be a fact, but it's a fact. They're bad. They're really terrible. Sony fanboys are the only fanboys. And by Sony, I mean PlayStation 3. Because Sony puts out fantastic, for the most part, fantastic electronics. Just their gaming sucks. Really sucks. Other than the PlayStation 2. Which, whatever. That's pretty much an open platform, as far as I'm concerned. It's the Wild West. Anybody can fucking put anything on that system. It has almost as much shovelware as Nintendo does, as Nintendo Wii and DS do. So people need to stop overlooking that and saying that the PS2 is the best system. And that's not to say it isn't a fantastic system. It has its fair share of shit like Nintendo does. So, and people seem to overlook that for some reason. I buy tons of shit games, like purposefully, and I play them just because you have to be versed in everything to be able to fucking put up a debate. You can't just be like, oh, it's the best system ever because I played... You can't just be like, Super Nintendo is the best system ever because all I've played is Final Fantasy 2, 3, and Secret of Mana, therefore, best system ever. You can't do that. You need to play the shit, too. If you're buying a PlayStation 2 and you're saying it's the best system ever because, you know, Final Fantasy 10 was on it, which is a bad argument, you also have to fucking get, you know, Legend of the Fishing King. Alright, by fucking Natsume. You have to buy terrible games. You do. Talking to gamers, like, I watch a lot. I don't listen to podcasts anymore just because they're boring. I don't understand why other people listen to podcasts anymore. They're boring to me. I can't work. I can't, say I work at Arby's, right? And I listen to idiots talk all day. And, you know, while I'm doing spreadsheets, I mean, working at the fryer later, you know, curling your fries, I don't like to listen to people talk because, one, it throws me off, because, you know, I'm reading already, ingredients to, fries. And, seeing tons of numbers and all that stuff. So hearing people talk throws me off. That's just me though. So I don't listen to podcasts. I watch YouTube and I minimize it on my fryolator. You know, I put it into the corner while I work on my curly fries and my big beef and cheddars. And goddamn, now I want a smoothie. All this talk about my job, which is totally my job, you know, not an alias whatsoever. I pop out the window and then I put it on in a corner while I work on my fries, and I watch videos because it's you know, more, it's visually appealing, visually catching. Like, it keeps me interested. If you're listening to a podcast and somebody's just talking, and I've learned this because I've been doing this for a while. I'm a fucking professional after all. If I just talk like this the whole time, then most people won't even listen to it. They'll forget that they're even listening to a podcast. And then about 5 minutes later, when I'm talking like this, you're gonna realize, was I still listening to Jackie's podcast? Yes, you were, but you weren't really listening. So I've learned that. So I watch YouTube videos, and what I do when I watch YouTube videos is I watch a lot of commentaries, a lot of people, Let's Plays, where people play through a video game and they give their live commentary while playing, like, Silent Hill 2 for the first time or something like that, or, you know, Black Ops play, because I like to learn strategy when I'm playing, because I'm not that good, and I'd like to get better, so I like to see other people's loadouts and perks that they use and all this other stuff. So I was watching one, from one of my favorite commentators. He's, talking about, Xbox 360 versus PlayStation 3/Sony's marketing. Nothing about the systems whatsoever. And I'm not taking a stance as to whether, the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360, which is a better system. Speaking completely technically in specs, PlayStation 3, period. There is no argument there, so I'm not even talking about that. Video games, I'm not talking about that either. Like, the games, I think games make a system, and I think, I don't think one's way overstacked. I don't think the 360 has way more better games than the PS3 or otherwise, but, what I threw in, here's the thing, never comment gamers, because they will fucking jump on your back before they even fucking read your whole argument or listen to your whole argument. I can't remember what my quote was, but I basically said, and really it had a little to do with his statement about the marketing of 360 being better, which is basically, you know, if your system or if your service, whatever the service may be, is not so good in one area, say, let's say Microsoft, their specs are not as good as PS3. That's a fact. They focus on the stuff they are better at, such as online services. They're just better. So I say to these fucking douchebag, well, I don't like point it out to them and say, you're terrible, but I say, look, here's my opinion. I don't say here's my opinion, but my opinion is that the argument that mostly Sony fanboys, but just fanboys as a whole, put up as an argument of, well, you gotta pay for Xbox Live. I think that argument is just a retarded, stupid debate. It's a crutch that Sony, I'm just gonna keep saying Sony fanboys. I'm just being broad here. It's just easier to do that, all right? So don't jump on me and be like, you hate Sony. No, it's mostly Sony fanboys who do this, really. But it's a crutch argument that Sony fanboys keep using to try to demean and try to bring down the Xbox 360 to the level of how terrible the PlayStation 3 online service is. That's just what it is. It's okay, nobody wants to pay for an online service, right? And true, there could be more transparency in where our money is going. Where's my $60 a year going? Which, by the way, it's not necessarily $60. It's $60 by Microsoft's, if you pay through Microsoft. But if you buy your membership card through, say, Amazon, which, if you're not buying video games and memberships and all that stuff through Amazon, rather, if you're doing GameStop rather than Amazon, fucking knock it off. Do Amazon, because they're cheaper. They give you $25, $10 to $25 every time you buy a game from them. They're fast shipping. They're release date shipping. They're just better, period, in every way. They're better. There's no... I'm not going to debate that with anybody. If you want to debate that, you can just fucking die in a car fire because you're retarded. I don't need you on my goddamn earth. So, and you know, I'm not saying, hey, if you're going to go to GameStop, die in a fire. I'm saying that Amazon has better service, period. What I'm saying is that through Amazon you can get them for $45 as opposed to $60. So it's less than $5 a month. If you're buying your gold membership through Microsoft, you're paying $5 a month. Now, that's the crux of my debate. I say that the argument that I can't concentrate while there are lyrics in a song. That's why I don't put fucking lyrical songs in my background. The debate of, oh my god, you have to pay for Xbox Live? Fucking retarded. Period. Because you're paying $5 a month. If you cannot not go to Subway one day out of a month, you're not an adult. It's not even about that. Then you're dumb. You're fucking dumb. It's $5 a month. If you can't go to McDonald's for one day out of a month, if you can't fucking, pack your lunch for one day, one extra day out of 30 days in a month, then fucking stop. I had somebody respond to me with, what about those people who don't go out for dinner or something really dumb like that? And I said, do they get the same treatment? And I said, yes. If you can't fucking pay $5 a month, $5 a month is nothing. It really is nothing, okay? If you can't pay I have a fucking mortgage. I have two mortgages going, and technically, I'm not going to get into it. I have technically two mortgages going. I have a job. I'm commuting 40 plus miles, 50 miles, I think, a day, and I have a real job. And yet... I can pay $5 extra a month. I have bills everywhere. $5 is still nothing to me, all right? I'm not saying I'm fucking balling or making the paper or Skriller or whatever you kids call it, but I'm saying that $5 is nothing. So if you are going to use the, $5 a month is too much, if you're using that argument, you're a dumb motherfucker. You're a goddamn dumb motherfucker. Now this guy is like, $5, that's still a lot for whatever. I'm like, well, if you can't afford $5 a month, then you can't afford high-speed internet. High-speed internet's like, what, $70 a month? And yet you can't afford another $5? No. If you're an adult and you have high-speed internet, you can afford another $5 a month. If you can't, you're a child, you're living at home. And in which case, fucking get a job. Get a goddamn job. Get an allowance. Mow a fucking lawn. Somebody else was like, are you trying to say that it's not that expensive that the Xbox 360 is more superior than the PS3? And he's asserting that. I'm asserting that. No, I'm not saying one system is better than the other. Period. I'm saying that the debate is dumb. The debate is really fucking dumb. End that debate, Sony boys. It's $60 a year. It's $45 a year. Divide that by 12. That's what, that's less than $4 a fucking month. You don't have $4? Did somebody beat you up for your lunch every day, you fucking children? It's stupid. It's a stupid argument. And people are jumping on my back. There are some people who get it, but $5 a month is nothing. Seriously. Sony fanboys, they're the worst. They're really the worst. Sony fanboys are the only fanboys that I've ever had arguments with where they've threatened to kick my ass. And you know what? I'll fucking fight you, but I'm not saying that you're better than me if you kick my ass. It doesn't make any sense. How does fighting fisticuffs in real life translate to, oh, my system is better? It doesn't. Why don't you go eat a fucking bag of dicks, you fucking child? Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Do you agree with that? I mean, my debate is strictly that debate is dumb. That's it. And Sony fanboys can all burn in fucking car fire. I hate them. Fuck you. Die, all of you. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond.